These things are pulled from life. Torn from yesterday's paper.
All from yesterday's paper. Mm-hmm. Called life. Called life, huh? Yeah, what is this stuff called life? What do you mean you don't have any idea? You've been living all this life.
I just got it.
You just got it?
I was in a half-life for 20 years, so I know what life is. I know what life was in the past for me. In the past, life was just being alive. With no beginning, no end. Lovers, no friends. I was just being alive, just surviving. I didn't know what life was. I don't think anybody knows what life is. You only appreciate it after you die. Don't know why, just built in that way. And those who think they know, well, they don't really know. Think they know, but all they know is what they know, which is just what they know. I could assume I know too, and maybe I do, but I won't be so presumptuous as to lie about this life. Like, you ask questions about life, you ask me questions on the recorder. About the order of things. But I don't know. And I don't think you know either. It's good to ask. Maybe you're trying to find out. Maybe you're living in doubt. Maybe you're living without a purpose in life. A real purpose. I don't know about life. Living in spite. Living in town without a shout or a scream or a laugh or a giggle. Just living in the middle. Living in the middle of a train that's going nowhere. We get on, we get off. I don't know about life, but I won't live it in spite. Despite the fact that I don't know why I'm living, I'm just living. So I'm not gonna be the one to say what kind of day I'm gonna have. It could be my last day in this life. I could get hit by a bus. I could get poisoned by rust. Turn to dust after they drop the bomb. It may be out of my hands, maybe in the hands of a man who has plans on our lives, who lives so far away and doesn't care what we say. But it's not God. A man could be a politician. A man could be a statistician. Add up the numbers and we don't add up. So he decides to press a button somewhere. And that button gets wired to a plane, driven by a guy who's probably insane. And we'll never know his name as he drops the bomb. Now he may start somewhere in the Midwest. And maybe that's best. Kill the cows and the chickens first, in their thirst for blood. But after they see what that bomb can do, baby, they're coming for you. I don't know about this life.